أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى، ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى. سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا. قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى، بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى. إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. صدق الله العظيم.
We have Honorable Qadir Bayat Sahib, inshallah, who is the Khalifa of Hazrat Damat Barakatuhum. Inshallah, he will render some ashar, inshallah. Some kalam-e marifat, inshallah.
Ajam ke bayaba se mafroor hoonga, gulistan tayba se masroor hoonga. Ajam ke bayaba se mafroor hoonga, gulistan tayba se masroor hoonga. Medidar gumbat se mahmoor hoonga, kabhi noor hoonga kabhi toor hoonga. Medidar gumbat se mahmoor hoonga, kabhi noor hoonga kabhi toor hoonga. Gunaahon se apne mein ranjoor hoonga, bafeze shafaat mein maghfoor hoonga. Gunaahon se apne mein ranjoor hoonga, بفیض شفاعت میں مغفور ہوں گا. میں دیدار گنبت سے مخمور ہوں گا، کبھی نور ہوں گا کبھی تور ہوں گا. میں دیدار گنبت سے مخمور ہوں گا، کبھی نور ہوں گا کبھی تور ہوں گا. اڑیں گی ہوا سے جو خاک مدینہ، میں ایسے غباروں میں مستور ہوں گا. اڑیں گی ہوا سے جو خاک مدینہ، میں ایسے غباروں میں مستور ہوں گا. گناہوں سے اپنے میں رنجور ہوں گا، بفیض شفاعت میں مغفور ہوں گا, گناہوں سے اپنے میں رنجور ہوں گا, بفیض شفاعت میں مغفور ہوں گا. میں روزے پہ صلی علی نظر کر کے بدل نور ہوں گا, بجا نور ہوں گا. میں روزے پہ صلی علی نظر کر کے بدل نور ہوں گا, بجا نور ہوں گا. میں دیدار گنبد سے مخمور ہوں گا, کبھی نور ہوں گا کبھی تور ہوں گا. میں دیدار گنبد سے مخمور ہوں گا, کبھی نور ہوں گا کبھی تور ہوں گا. مدینے کے انوار شام و سحر سے سراپا دل و جان سے مسرور ہوں گا, مدینے کے انوار و شام و سحر سے سراپا دل و جان سے مسرور ہوں گا. میں روزے پہ صلی علی نظر کر کے بدل نور ہوں گا, بجا نور ہوں گا. میں روزے پہ صلی علی نظر کر کے بدل نور ہوں گا, بجا نور ہوں گا. میں ممنون ہوں گا خدا کے کرم کا, کبھی دل میں اپنا نہ مغرور ہوں گا. میں ممنون ہوں گا خدا کے کرم کا, کبھی دل میں اپنے نہ مغرور ہوں گا. مدینہ کے انوار شام و سحر سے سراپا دل و جان سے مسرور ہوں گا, مدینہ کے انوار شام و سحر سے سراپا دل و جان سے مسرور ہوں گا. ہر ایک امر میرا ہی سنت پہ چل کر خدا کے کرم سے میں منصور ہوں گا, ہر ایک امر میرا ہے سنت پہ چل کر خدا کے کرم سے میں منصور ہوں گا. میں دیدار گنبد سے مخمور ہوں گا, کبھی نور ہوں گا کبھی تور ہوں گا. میں دیدار گنبد سے مخمور ہوں گا, کبھی نور ہوں گا کبھی تور ہوں گا. وعد کے شہیدوں کے خون وفا سے سبق لے کے پابند دستور ہوں گا, وعد کے شہیدوں کے خون وفا سے سبق لے کے پابند دستور ہوں گا. میں روزے پہ صلی علی نظر کر کے بدل نور ہوں گا, بجا نور ہوں گا. میں روزے پہ صلی علی نظر کر کے بدل نور ہوں گا, بجا نور ہوں گا. مدینہ میں جب قلب جا چھوڑ آیا میں مہجور ہو کر نہ مہجور ہوں گا, مدینہ میں جب قلب جا چھوڑ آیا میں مہجور ہو کر نہ مہجور ہوں گا. احد کے شہیدوں کہ خونِ وفا سے سبق لے کے پابند دستور ہوں گا احد کے شہیدوں کے خون وفا سے سبق لے کے پابند دستور ہوں گا قبا کی زیارت انفلوں سے اختر ہر کراہ سنت سے پر نور ہوں گا قبا کی زیارت انفلوں سے اختر ہر کراہ سنت سے پر نور ہوں گا میں دیدار گنبد سے مخمور ہوں گا کبھی نور ہوں گا کبھی تور ہوں گا میں دیدار گنبد سے مخمور ہوں گا کبھی نور ہوں گا کبھی تور ہوں گا میں روزے پسلے اعلی نظر کر کے بدل نور ہوں گا بجا نور ہوں گا میں روزے پسلے اعلی نظر کر کے بدل نور ہوں گا بجا نور ہوں گا میں دیدار گنبد سے مخمور ہوں گا کبھی نور ہوں گا کبھی تور ہوں گا میں دیدار گنبد سے مخمور ہوں گا کبھی نور ہوں گا کبھی تور ہوں گا
جزاکم اللہ میں اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی grant us the true ishq of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to follow the sunnah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala take us again and again and make ziyarat of the qabr of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, standing before him and presenting our salam. May Allah take us again and again to the Mubarak lands with maqbooliyat inshallah. Before I call Hazrat Mona Ilyas sahab to give the ta'aruf for our beloved Ustad Hazrat Mona Abdul Hamid sahab, Damat Barakatum, I just want to extend our gratitude and shukr and appreciation. May Allah Ta'ala accept Hazrat's coming here a few years back after our Hazrat Mana Rahmatullah passed away. And then we had requested Hazrat to keep on coming here. Alhamdulillah, he has been coming regularly. May Allah Ta'ala give him long life, accept all his efforts throughout the world, wherever he is going. May Allah Ta'ala make his fares go even more wider. May Allah Ta'ala give him sihat and afiyat and maqbooliyat, inshallah. Jazakallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Just a word or two. Alhamdulillah, we are quite fortunate that we have with us one of the great luminaries of our time. And we have had the opportunity on many occasions to benefit from the company of Hazrat Maulana Shah Abdul Hamid Ishaq Sahib, Daam Barakatum Al-Aliya, who was among the chosen and very close khulafa of Hazrat Wala, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Ud Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. And on many occasions, Hazrat had expressed his very deep confidence in Hazrat Wala Daam Barakatuhum. And Allah's Fazal, we can see the fares and the barakat of Hazrat's work and effort, not just locally in South Africa, but throughout the world, where in every line of deen, Allah Ta'ala has used Hazrat tremendously, from whether it's the work of Dawat and Tabligh from the very initial stages, or whether via the work of Ta'aleem, the Darul Uloom Azadwal, the graduates of this institution are throughout the world, and in the line of tazkiya and tasawuf, Allah Ta'ala has made Hazrat the means of not thousands, but many, many thousands, tens of thousands of people taking great benefit. So this is an opportunity for us to open our hearts and to imbibe the benefit that inshallah will come. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala grant us the full benefit, grant Hazrat long life with sihat and afiyat, keep his shadow over us for a very long, long time, and enable us to benefit as well.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before starting our talk proper, by way of introduction, one or two things. One is, I will request Maulana Naeem Saab, when he called his son, he said, Maulana Muhammad Mutara. I will request him to say, my son, Maulana Muhammad. A great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. And I saw this in our elders, Maulana Ahmad Hatourani Saab, Maulana Rafiq Hatourani Saab's father, a very great alim, but also who hid himself very much. His works now, what wisdom, that books have been published. Many other kitabs, great kitabs he has written. Nobody ever knew about it. But he has written great kitabs which are being published now. But I saw on so many occasions, I should get surprised for his sons, Maulana Rafiq, Maulana Iqbal. He would open the car door for them. And he would tell them, sit down. And he would address them with great respect. And he was a very senior. He passed away over the age of 80. And they were young graduates still. But so much of respect. So our children, whom Allah has blessed with this ni'mat, we must express it, inshallah. Also, I request Maulana Ilyas to sit and take little support there. Maulana Ilyas, not feeling well? Aps man le bat afwaan. Acha. And then, alhamdulillah, without any doubt, not the first time, every time, we just come close to Masjid, Malan Central Masjid, and we see, we are blind. What? We got eyes to see. But the anwarat and barakat of Hazrat Maulana Yunus Saab Rahmatullah Ali are so, so evident. And when you come in the masjid, we came today maybe about 15 minutes earlier, already there were so many brothers and the anwarat and barakat you can see. And now also, mashallah, and alhamdulillah, Maulana Naeem Saab is carrying on with this mission. Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Saab, all the others, may Allah Ta'ala give more and more and assuredly, Maulana Muhammad, Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, in his Mubarak Qabr in Makkah Sharif, this gets them more faster than electronic transfer also. And how happy Maulana is getting in his Qabr, that the seeds he planted, not the seeds, the orchards that grew. And they are just growing and growing and prospering. May Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala give more barakat inshallah. And let us come more and benefit more from the majalis. MashaAllah, yeah, in Durban, Allah shukar, how many majalis take place? Durban and surrounding areas, let us not deprive ourselves. This great, alhamdulillah. And also, I just mentioned to our friends, one friend of ours in Barbados, his wife just passed away suddenly. And he has taken very great effect. Now, one of the sentences he said, I used to shout her a lot and I used to treat her bad, but I didn't know she was such a great Allah wali. When her maut came, what a Mubarak maut she got. And he says, now I'm feeling so guilty. So these great people are present here. We don't make qadr. As the poet said, that while they are around, we say they are nothing. They are just like us. Yeah, buzurgs have passed now. There is no more somebody like Maulana Yunus Patel. There is no more like Maulana Abdul Haq Umarji. There is nobody like Maulana Masihullah Sahab. We say like that. And when these buzurgs pass, then we say that there was nobody like them. And while they are, we have the opportunity to benefit, we don't benefit. Hazrat Mir Sahab, Hazrat Khadim, Damat Barakatuhum, he says that when Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahab Rahmatullah Ali passed away in the Darul Uloom in Karachi, Kurangi, big Darul Uloom, so many people came, whole of Karachi, whole of Pakistan. He says literally there wasn't a place to put one toe, so full it was. But then one Allah Wala took a deep sigh and said that when Hazrat Mufti Sahab was alive, 20, 25 people when they could benefit from him. Now when they can't get that spiritual benefit, now the world has come. So let us make qadr. They are great buzurgs you have here. Make qadr of them. Attend their majalis. Keep a proper contact. Not a loose contact. Keep a proper contact and then see inshallah how much we will benefit. Also, I'm very thankful to Brother Yusuf. This jalsa was actually weak. This safar was only for the Maritzburg Hifz Khatam, which took place this morning. But he said, why don't you come 1-2 days earlier? We can cover up a few more towns. Then this night, tonight's Mallinson Road, Jasislai Jalsa was not in the program. He said, please, we have it here. I said, we're supposed to leave by now. So Allah reward him for these efforts here, inshallah. And the purpose of this, why we extended our stay and a few more talks, is to invite to this Islahi Jalsa also, and moreover, the one that will be in Azadwal, 1st, 2nd and 3rd of Jamadul Ukhra, corresponding to 20, 21, 22 of February. Please try and attend, pass the word around, make it common, get more brothers ready. Inshallah, there will be only benefit. There will be many ulama from all over, bayans, talks will be given, and the real purpose of life, the ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala, and our islah, these talks will take place, which are so important. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. I'll just translate this very beautiful poem. And also, mashallah, yeah, we see we are not sitting in a qabristan. It's a living people's majlis. The people who respond, that is how it should be. Mashallah, Allah reward you people. And that has always been here in Durban, where the people are alive, they're not sleeping. And they are not dead in the qabristan, they are very much alive. And this gives lot of encouragement also. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali should encourage the people to give dad, to respond like this. Then it encourages the speaker also. He also, otherwise, if the driver of the car, all the passengers are sleeping, inadvertently he also sleeps away. But they are talking, he stays awake also. So yeah, also if all are awake, the speaker gets more awake also. And remember also, may Allah bless us with sincerity. Where there is sincerity, it is not the speaker's words what he speaks. It's from Allah Ta'ala's side. This morning in Maritzburg, what I spoke about, I had something else completely in mind. That I didn't speak. But when there is sincerity from the listeners also, according to their need, Allah makes the speaker speak. We don't have to force ourselves one subject we prepared, we're just going to speak. If there are droughts and you come and sell that small swimming pools for the children to play, there's no water. What are they going to play? What is required? Supply what is required. And Allah makes it. When Allah blesses us all with sincerity, the listeners also came and listened with sincerity. The speaker also speaks with sincerity. Allah gives those subjects which you didn't even ever think of in your life. You never heard of it, you never read it anywhere. But because there is somebody who needs it, Allah makes you speak about it. May Allah bless us with these realities. This very beautiful poem of our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali and very beautifully rendered by Maulana Abdul Qadir Sahib, Gulistan-e Taiba se masroor hunga. The title, I'll become extremely joyous and happy with the beautiful garden of Medina Sharif of Taiba. عجم کے بیابان سے مفرور ہوں گا. I will run away from the deserts of the foreign lands. That is where other places, we might think it the garden route or eastern Transvaal or whatever, Switzerland, Kashmir, or the other things, some Hollywood, Bollywood, somebody. These are things. No, those are deserts. There is nothing kept in that. In our big luxurious homes and our businesses and all our cars and our highways and freeways and byways, there is no enjoyment. These are deserts for a person whom, how much your iman grows and your contact with Allah, wallah, I say, you will see these things are just like deserts. There is empty, there is nothing. Gulistan-e Taiba se masroor hunga. However, the beautiful garden of Medina, everything there will appeal to you. And you will get so much of inspiration. Allahu Akbar. You are there in the haram of Medina, and there you see a father with his 3-4 children. He's making them all read Quran Sharif. That's a beautiful scene. Making them all lift their hands and make dua. The iftari on Thursdays and on Mondays. And Ramzan every day. Oh, what a beautiful garden there is. And the beautiful, choice, priceless rose. Rosai Mubarak. Where can you get this in the world? Allahu Akbar. Malana Shabbir Ahmed Usmani Rahmatullahi. Shaykhul Islam. Very great alim. On one occasion he writes, they came to Medina Sharif, they had some supper in the restaurant, wherever. There you haven't got your house, we ate in the restaurant. And there was some food left over. Oh, leftover food. They threw it in a little garden. It wasn't Medina of today. It was those days Medina Sharif, that the ants and the other things will eat that food. Then he went up to his room, he came down again, and he saw a small boy of Medina scrounging in that food. He asked, what's wrong? He says, we are about 8-10 children. My father passed away. There is nobody to support us. We are having a very hard and difficult life. This little what I get, it will carry on with it. So he felt very hurt and very emotional about it. So he told him, see, I'm prepared. I will take you with to my country, Pakistan. I will give you very good food, very good house, place to stay. I will make you a hafiz, I will make you a alim. So water came in his mouth with all this. He said, let me ask my mother. So he ran away, sprinting, running away to his mother to ask her. She was very happy. I've got 8-10 mouths to feed 3 times a day. I haven't got 1 cent income. And those whom Allah have given means, there are people in Medina Sharif, find out from Maulana Naim, Maulana Ilyas, who will be able to channelize your funds to such people. Till today, don't be taken aback by the posh hotels around the haram. Just go a kilometer behind that, and you'll see there's a different life there. And they are Saadat, the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Instead of spending our money in resorts and all other things, channelize at least some of our money to these people who are so much in need. And what great honor to spend on the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So anyway, the mother gave happily permission. So he came, he said, my mother gave me permission. So Maulana took his finger, held him by his finger, and they went to Haram Sharif. As they came to the Haram, he said, in your country, everything you're going to give me, you promised me, what a rosy place. But are there doors like the doors of Haram Sharif? He said, no, that we don't have. Then inside all the other things, he said, you got Rosa Mubarak there. He said, no. He said, I'll never leave my country. I can suffer in my poverty. I can suffer in my hunger. But I won't leave for Medina Sharif. May Allah, so, Gulistan-e Taiba se main masroor hunga. May Allah give us this reality, inshallah. Main deedar-e gumbat se makhmoor hunga. And when my eyes will just fall on the beautiful green dome of Nabi-e Kareem, sallallahu, I will go in a trance. Hey, may Allah give us such muhabbat that we just go in a trance when we see the beautiful green dome. Kabhi noor hunga, kabhi toor hunga. Sometimes I will be just noor. That the enjoyment of it will make me noor. Sometimes toor, where Allah Ta'ala send the Torah down. In other words, I will be spiritually elevated so greatly. Just wallah, just seeing the Gumbat-e-Khizra, that will make a person greatly and highly spiritually elevated. Gunahon se main apne ranjoor honga. And because of my sins, I will be in a state of sorrow, sadness, and I will be repenting. Ba faiz-e-shafaat mein maghfoor honga. But no problem. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will intercede for me and Allah will forgive my gunas. What a great honor for this ummah. Go there and with sincerity and love present ourselves, inshallah. Right? وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهِ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولِ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهِ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will intercede inshaAllah for us. And then our sins will also be forgiven. Uregi hawa se jo khaake Medina. And when the winds of Medina will blow, and the sand of Medina will blow with that wind. Today, we're not in that position. Everything is styled, everything is starred. But before there was that, when sometimes the winds of Medina blow, and the sand from the mountains and from the ground used to blow, main aise ghubaron mein mastoor hunga. I won't avoid that sand to enter my eyes. I will make it the surma of my eyes. I will make that sand to cover my body. I won't say, oh, the sand. Unfortunately, many people got big problem with the dust of the construction work. There's no dust there. They're just imagining. Go there and go for what you have to go. You won't find any dust. You only won't find construction work carrying on. Let that carry on. That's a world of its own. You didn't go for that and to be obstructed with that. You went for your work. You be in your sajda place. You be in your namaz place. You make your zikr. What you got to do with all that? And the sand of Makkah. The sand which is near the Kaaba Sharif. Why you want to say that too much dust and all that? Those are things that you must covet those things, desire those things. And the construction you want to carry on always. Afterwards you won't get the opportunity of that little sand and dust flying also. May Rauza pe salli ala nazar karke. And with great passion and love, I will present my salatu salam at Rauza Mubarak. And mashallah, what are we? But sometimes when we are presenting salatu salam, there's somebody in a corner and how beautifully they're presenting their salatu salam. What Allah gives me tawfiq at that time, I just keep quiet. And I make myself part of that person. I can't present it like that. What a beautiful way that person is presenting his salatu salam. Sometimes in the tawaf, somebody the du'as that he's making, I keep quiet, I just say, Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. Allah gave me tawfiq also. When I became bayat to Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Zakariya Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali. And we had the good fortune to go many times to Saharanpur, Hazrat. And Hazrat, after namaz, would sit for quite a while and make dua. Allah gave me tawfiq, I should sit directly behind Hazrat at a little distance. Lift my hands and just tell Allah, whatever Hazrat is asking, I'm asking the same. Give me the same, O Allah. Whatever Hazrat, and where can our du'as reach where their du'as? And what they are asking where? But we can just say, give us what they are asking. Badil noor hunga, baja noor hunga. And with this I will become greatly spiritually elevated. My body will become noor. My soul will become noor. And no doubt, when we are by rahmatul lil alameen, how can't you become noor? Madina ke anwar sham o sahar se, by the beautiful anwarat, the spiritual effulgence of Medina Sharif, sarapa dilo jaan se main masroor hunga, and completely with my heart and soul I'll be extremely joyous and happy. And when this condition come, a person won't follow the commentary in his country, soccer, cricket commentary. How sad. How many people are there watching TV? They want to catch up on the sports. They want to catch up on the politics. What is happening in this part of the world? When you got Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where can your thought go anywhere else? May mamnoon hunga khuda ke karam ka. And I will be thanking Allah, you bless me to come. Yeh to Madinatul Munawwara. Kabhi dil mein apne na maghroor hunga. I will never become arrogant. I came. I spend money. I got the time. I know it's very beneficial. This I, and sometimes we say it also I. We stress it even more. That is why first when before going to Rauza-e Mubarak, going for Umrah, Kaaba Sharif, go to Ahlullah. Let them take out this I of ours. Let them take out this pride. Go there with humility. Only then will a person benefit. With arrogance and pride, a person doesn't benefit anywhere, anything. And how do we know we have got pride? Ask the wife. That ask her that whether we got pride or not. and take it out so much that she also says, no, you got no pride. And it is possible. I'll just digress a little bit here. Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say that we all drink tea regularly from time to time. He say, chai to peete ho, chai ke char sabak bhi seekho. Learn the four lessons of tea also. What are the four lessons which Hazrat should explain? That this tea, before it became tea, it was just water. The name was water. And the taste, water is tasteless. And water cools you down. And water is free of charge. People give one another water free of charge. But that same water, when it just stayed in the company of the tea leaves for 2 or 3 minutes, now the name is changed. Now you don't say, give me the water, give me the tea. Now the price is changed. Tea is not free of charge. You'll pay 10 rand for a cup of tea now. The athar, the effect is changed. Water cools you down. Tea lifts you up. So the color has changed. Water was colorless. And now the color of that same water has become black. When all this happened? The sohbat, the company of the tea leaves. But one great condition, it must be hot boiling water. If it's cold water and you put tea leaves, nothing will happen. It has to be. So your connection with your sheikh must be a hot boiling connection. Not you just become bayat your sheikh. One friend of ours, he studied in Turkeshwar, he's in Mayor. He came, I asked him that, you bayat? Yes, I am. When I was studying, who is your sheikh? He said, I can't remember now. Whether he's a Muradabadi or he's a Saharanpuri. If a wife say, I don't know my husband, I don't know who he is, I don't know where he is, I don't know who, what he is, what kind of a relationship? You must have a hot relationship. I usually say that today some muftis give permission, you can get married on the phone. The witnesses can be there. Some don't give permission. Possible muftis give permission, you can get married on internet also. Witnesses are present. I'm not a mufti and I'm not giving a fatwa. I'm just giving an example. But even if the whole world's muftis give fatwa, you can have a child on the internet. You can't get. If you have hot company for even half a minute, inshallah you might get results after 9 months. But on the internet, whole night on the internet, no results. So a company of the sheikh must be also a hot company. And then a question arises, while with sohbat of the tea leaves, the water that was crystal clear, pure water, became black. So in the company of the sheikh, you're going to become black? No. Before that, before you stay in the company of a sheikh, you thought, I'm big Junaid Baghdadi. You just made 2 rakats nafil extra. You just gave 50 rand to somebody. I'm Rumi of the time. And I'm the Junaid of the time. But when you stay in the company of your sheikh and you are sincere, then you realize I'm black. I'm totally black. I have to clean myself. Then the sheikh will make effort, correct your ibadat. And then he'll pour the milk. Now whiteness will come. Now you have come white. But it's not enough. The tea, if you just put it to your lips, no sugar, you put it down immediately. So then the sheikh will make effort on your akhlaq, your character also. That you treat your wife also nicely, your neighbors, your children, your friends, your workers. You're not like a wild bull swearing and so arrogant you carry on. And you think the only way my work can get done is by shouting at the top of my voice and all that. Then you see the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So now the sheikh will put the sweetness and sugar of akhlaq in the tea. But still it's not sweet. You have to stir it also. And you can't stir it with a straw or a stick. You need a teaspoon. And when you stir with a teaspoon, you get that sounds hitting this teaspoon hitting the glass. And that is now the sheikh is making, fixing up your muamalat. Your business dealings also. Not that you are doing people down in business. Not you are swindling people. No, you are correcting their business, his business dealings also. And not that he's stealing time from his boss. Not that the boss is stealing his money and not paying him properly. Everything is correct. And for that now, it's like the panel beater knocking on the car that came in an accident. And he made it a recondition. Not Japanese recondition. Yeah, it's Allah recondition. And this car, well, Japanese recondition, like a brand new car, you say. I bought a car of 200,000. I bought it for 40,000. Reconditioned car. But yeah, Allah reconditioned you became. And when you go through this process, you don't only become now corrected yourself, you become Hardil Aziz. Everyone loves you. My one auntie, she was very old, about 80 years. Few years ago now, she phoned me repeatedly. Your uncle is troubling me a lot. He's not treating me well. How he carries on? I said, we are small fries, nippers. Where we is old people? Where we going to fall in their matters? But she repeatedly phoned. I went with Appa when she started. Her list did not come to an end. He's like this. He does this. He does. How? Lot complain. We could only pacify her. Said, we'll make dua. We'll try to speak to my uncle. After about 2 months, my uncle passed away. Old people at that age. Then we went and visit again, Taziyat, condolences, we went and pay. Then she told me, in Afrikaans, with that part of the family we speak Afrikaans, she told me, Abdul Hamid, you know what? I was married to your uncle for 60 years, not one day he gave me so much trouble also. I said, just now 2 months ago, the list was not coming to an end. And now after, she says, 60 years, so after, remember, a wife will not praise her husband besides two times. One is before marriage, she will tell her friends, oh, you know who I'm getting married to. He's like this and he's like that. Then whole married life forget. After you did, then she will praise you again. And she'll go out of the limit praising you again. So during your life, if you go through this process, I promise you, in your life she will praise you. And you will see your life of Jannat in this dunya already. So this, these are the lessons when we go to Rauza. Not only Ziyarat. There is a time we're going to the Bowser to fill up the Anwarat from there. There is a time when we are going to take Noor, Kabhi Noor Hunga, Kabhi Toor Hunga. But if we don't, we're not filling up. We went as we went, we came as we went. In fact, when we there also, when we come, we tell all who went, you know how much you cost me for this umrah? Eh, what's the use of such a umrah? Or your own family people that I spent so much for you. I did this for you. Where is that umrah? Where you went? You went Medina or you went Paris? You went London or you went New York? This is not a place for that. So this is those lessons that we must take. Har ek amar mein raah-e sunnat par chal kar. In everything, I will follow sunnat. Khuda ke karam se main mansoor hunga. Now you will be helped by Allah when you follow sunnat. Fattabi'uni yuhibbukumullah. You follow the sunnats of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's love is going to pour on you. And when Allah's love comes on you, your eyes are under control. Your tongue is under control. Your heart and your mind is under control. When Allah ta'ala's love, and so easy. We don't, Hazrat Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahib, Damat Barakatum, gives us beautiful example. He says, everyone wants Islam to come alive in the world. All Muslims, we all desire that. Some people go further and they march and they demand from their Muslim Islamic government that bring Sharia law. We want Sharia. He says, every person is a country of his own. And you have got so many provinces in this country. The province of the brains, the province of the eyes, ears, tongue, hands, legs, heart. All these are different provinces. And you are the president of this country, the prime minister without election. And you are not president for 4 years, 5 years, lifelong president. And you got no opposition also. You don't have to canvass for votes also. And you are the president. So you bring Islam, you want Islam in the whole world, but you bring Islam in your eyes, you bring Islam in your tongue, and you don't need an army for this. You don't need a whole big building, a big budget, collect from money. We're going to bring Islam alive in the world. People, please donate. It's very important. You don't need any budget. You don't need collection. You don't need computers. You don't need a big building. You need nothing. You just bring Islam. But the thing is, we are not sincere with ourselves. We want Islam in the world, but not Islam in us. Islam must come in my wife, she must be obedient and listen to me. But Islam mustn't come in me that I must be a good husband. Islam must come in my children, they must listen to me. What I tell them, they must be obedient. But Islam doesn't have to come into me that I become a genuine good father. So if we are genuine to ourselves and genuine to Allah, Even without a sheikh, we will be guided. But nobody to tell you that, a sheikh has to tell you that. So you need a sheikh to guide you. So this is that sunnats come into our lives. Uhud ki shaheedo ki khune wafa se. And when we go to Uhud, it's not just that we fighting with the taxi drivers, make it so much and you take us for so much, you're overcharging us and all that, and we just put it in the tick list. When I finish, go Uhud also. That's not the purpose. The sabak leke paamande dastoor honga. I will take a lesson from the shuhada of Badr of Uhud, who gave their blood, who gave their lives. Can't I just give my desires? How beautifully Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says that make your brain your master, make your passions your slave. Don't let your brains control. Don't just follow your passion. You want to look at this woman, listen to this, go on to porn, go on to TV, do this. No, let your brains control you. And don't make your brains your khuda. Make Allah, Quran and Hadith become their, make them your master and make your brains the slave of the Quran and Hadith also. So this is what we take a lesson from the shuhada of Uhud. That we sacrifice our desires. We a little bit, we make some effort for deen, sweat a little bit, get up for fajr, stay awake till isha in summer, it's too late for you, winter it's too cold for you, make your namazes, be paabind of sharia. That is the lesson that we are supposed to take from Uhud. Madina mein qalbo jahan chhor aaya. When I went to Medina, I left my heart and my soul in Medina. Main mahjoor hokar na mahjoor hunga. I became separated, but I'm not separated. My body I separated, but my heart and soul, I left it in Medina. That must be our condition, may Allah. And this can come only when we go in the company of Ahlullah. Those people who have the love of Medina Sharif, when we go to them, we will get the love of Medina Sharif. If we stay in the company who got love of money and business, that will come into us. Then desire of business. We stay in the company of those people who got desire for degrees. That this degree, that desire will. So if you want the love of Medina, it's not just it's going to happen or somebody Allah blessed him. No, stay with those people. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, what an ardent lover and devotee of Medina. And we see all the ash'ar of Hazrat, that how lot love, stay in their company and it will rub off onto you also. Quba ki ziyarato naflo se akhtar. And going to Quba, especially on a Saturday morning, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam should go. And reading Nafil, it's not only that Zahiri, that is there, we have to do that. But what is the main thing that you take? Har ek rahi sunnat se pur noor honga. I will take this lesson that full sunnats must come into my life. This year, Allah Ta'ala was very kind and Alhamdulillah, what various occasions Allah put great inspirations in my heart. Allah's fazal karam ihsan. Our buzurgs tawajju. When I was making my nafils in Quba, then this, I was Allah put this inspiration that, see, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he came to Madinatul Munawwara, then he went to, first he stopped at Quba. That was the first point. Whole life, whatever transpired, Medina became the center of the world. Envoys and deputations came from around the world. Islam spread from Medina in the world. Until today, Islam is spreading. And today, wallah, Islam is still spreading like wildfire. And all this happened from Quba. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not forget his loyalty. This started in Quba. I must go to Quba. Every Saturday, we also, our parents, who told our parents, Jazakallah, that even if they were not pious, but we were born in Muslim homes. That those who became ulama and hafiz, the parents encouraged them or permitted them. You carry on. But if we ever tell my father, mother, Jazakallah, that you were the cause of me coming in this world, you did this for me. Our ustads who taught us Alif Ba Ta Tha, today in Maritzburg, Maulana was saying that mostly it's common apas are teaching Alif, the first small children, 5-6 year olds. Did we ever go and tell them Jazakallah? Did we ever even make dua for them? These are the people. So be loyal and be faithful for the sources from where you got everything. See, they take this lesson of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There must be, this is just what came to my heart, the reality, Allah only knows. But that be loyal and be faithful to your, the sources from where, whatever you have got, be always thankful and appreciate. Show your appreciation. Don't be proud that you can't say Jazakallah. Your wife cooks for you. How lot she worries. But we can't tell her one Jazakallah also. Yes, fault we find a lot. I'll just repeat again. Dr. Abdul Hay Arifi Rahmatullah Ali, very great buzurg. Somebody, his murid, invited him after the meals from Parda. He told the house lady, Jazakallah, very nice. I enjoyed the meal. Tasty. Allah reward you. He went away. She started crying profusely. So her husband told her, why are you crying? Maulana didn't criticize you, insult you. He thanked you. He praised you. He gave you dua. She said, I'm crying because 40 years I've been cooking for you. Not one day you told me Jazakallah. Not one day you expressed your appreciation. Yes, you found lot of fault in my food. Too hot, too cold, too much salt. This not right, that not right. And you're giving me stale food and you're giving me cold food and you pull up your face and you don't eat. You break the poor lady's heart. They go out of their way for us and you carry on. Look at Maulana, one meal and how much he appreciates. And wallah, by appreciation in this world and by Allah, you cannot imagine what you will get. Sulaiman alayhi salam, Dawood alayhi salam, Rabbana, Rabbi habli mulkal, la yambaghi li ahadim min ba'di. Such a government Allah gave on shukr. I'amalu ala Dawood shukra. Allah commanded them, they made the amal of, we don't even think that shukr is an amal. So anyway, so she said, that's why I'm trying, so he got his lesson. The next day, they were eating, and he started, Jazakallah, very nice, I appreciate you did. Again she started crying profusely, and with the woman is a no-win situation. Hamisha fihi nazron, shosha usme nikalta hi hai, whatever you do. And no problem, that's the same they say about the man. This man, every day new vibes. You can't just make them happy. You try this way, they don't get happy. You try that way, you don't get happy. And there's a challenge till the mort. You have to carry on. So I asked, why are you crying now? She said, 40 years I'm cooking for you. You never told me Jazakallah. Never appreciated. Today when the neighbor's wife sent food, you just can't stop. You're just going on and on praising the food. So anyway, appreciation is a very great thing. The ayah that I read is of the surah Alam Nashrah. And this surah, Allahu Akbar, what a great surah. It was directly to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alam nashrah laka sadrak. Did we not open your heart and remove all your problems? But the Quran Sharif is not for only that the shan-i-nuzul, the occasion for what it was revealed. Quran Sharif is for every person till the day of Qiyamah. So this ayat refer to us also. And every person has got problems. Some got more problems, some got less, sometimes more, sometimes less, sometimes what big worries. One great ni'mat of Jannat will be, Alhamdulillahi alladhi adhaba anna al-hazan. That now no worry. In this world, all the time you got worried. Your daughter is not getting married, you worried. Now she's getting married, you worried. That I don't know what is going to happen. She's not getting a child, 1-2 years, you worried. Now she has conceived, you worry that it must go smooth, there mustn't be a problem, etc. The child is born nicely, now you worry. The child's future, you big khuda, you got to worry of it, the whole child's life. All the time a person is in worry. You're not getting a visa for a country, worry. You get the visa, now the travel worries. When you get to immigration, worries. Everywhere our whole life is filled with worries. Everyone. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's worry was not our worry. What we got, my business, my car, I got a puncture, I got a traffic fine, I got this, I got that. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's worry, the hidayat of the whole of mankind. Till the day of Qiyamah, perhaps the shortest space of time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given compared to all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam. And his mission, the longest, more than all the Anbiya, till the day of Qiyamah. Not for one nation, but for the whole. What worry Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this used to burn up Taha. Ma anzalna alayka al-Qur'an litashqa. illa tadhkiratan liman yakhsha. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was concerned, burning in himself, how can people get hidayat? He worked day and night planning that, how can people get hidayat? Allahu Akbar. Wahshi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, at that time who killed Hazrat Hamza radiyallahu, the uncle of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is worried of his hidayat also, sending somebody, go give him da'wat of Islam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is worried of the son Ikrama, the son of Abu Lahab, Abu Jahal, worried about his hidayat also, sending, he run away into in the sea, send somebody behind him there also. What was Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Our worries are small, petty, dunya's things. And the simple solution for dunya's worries, make your worry, man ja'ala hammahu hamma wahida. One worry you make, worry of akhirat, worry of deen, Allah takes over all your worries. Man aslaha ma baynahu wa bayna rabbihi. A person who corrects his matters between him and his Rabb, Allah, aslaha Allahu ma baynahu wa bayna khalqihi. Allah corrects your matters between you and the creation. You come to the masjid, Allah takes care of your affairs outside the masjid. You are in ibadat, Allah takes a care of your dunya, all your matters. So this is so simple. So anyway, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had this great worry. We also have worries. So Allah says directly to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alam nashrah laka sadrak, did we not open and make your heart spacious? When you cannot understand something, ask a student, whatever he's studying in dini or in dunya's things, there is a certain problem there and he can't solve it, he can't understand it. And when he gets the understanding, how it opens, how your heart like becomes so spacious suddenly. Ask a student who's studying hadith and Quran, that ayat you can't understand it. There seems to be contradictions, you can't place it right. And the minute Allah opens it on you, Allahu Akbar, how it opens up. So Allah opened for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah will open for us our problems also. Alam nashrah laka sadrak. And sharhi sadr, heart opening, your chest becoming spacious. In another ayat also Allah speaks of it. فَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ, whose heart Allah opens for Islam. The Sahaba asked that, oh Allah's Nabi, how will we know that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, Allah puts noor in that heart and now it's open. How will we know whether we have got noor in our hearts of Islam? Hey, we are all Muslims, mashallah, yeah. But is the noor of Islam in us? We are in Islam. Is Islam in us? Is the noor of Islam in us? Allah reward the Sahaba, they ask these questions. And they open huge, huge doors of knowledge for us. And the answers of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there can be absolutely no doubt that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the true, the greatest Nabi of Allah. What answers he gave? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, there are signs. The first sign is that at-tajafi anid daril ghurur, that you become disinclined to this dunya of deception. What deception in this dunya? Dunya is full of deception. A person praises you in front of you, you just turn your back and he's speaking bad about you. And yet we get deceived by the word this dunya. A person is selling a car and what he's praising the car? You buy it, hasn't got an engine also. And it's happening. And who are doing, pious people doing such deals? What and what? Unbelievable deception. A person buys goods and he tells the person, the merchant, that don't send my goods until my money is deposited in your account. He's happy, mashallah, genuine customer. And he goes and he faxes the deposit slip. Yeah, 300,000, no problem. He sends the goods. Yeah, when now he phones the bank that give me a few years ago. Nowadays you just do it on the internet. He checks up, and there's no 300 rand deposited. He's looking, phones the bank manager, phones the bank, that where's the 300? I got a deposit slip, I got proof. There's only 30 rand. He just added another zeros. And now you don't find him anywhere. And how many cases like that? So all this fraud and all this, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala save us also from it. And Allah save us from such people. So anyway, all this worries, Allah, so at-tajafi anid-daril ghurur, that a person becomes disinclined to this dunya. And doesn't mean he won't work for dunya. Dust bakar dil bayar. Your hands, you will do your work. You'll carry on. You don't become a fatalist that I'm not going to earn rosy. No, you will earn, but your heart won't be in that. To be dunya dar is haram. To be maldar is not haram. You can be maldar, no problem. You can be the richest man. Hazrat Usman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Abdurrahman ibn Auf, and how many wealthy, great buzurgs also. No problem. But to have the love of 1 cent, this is haram. You have a 10 million rand check in your pocket right next to your heart, no problem. But to have the love of 1 cent in your heart, this is haram, this is not permissible. So this is to, so that your heart is not in the stupid and the dunya that betrays you, that is so unfaithful. That is the first sign that the nur of Islam is coming to you. The second sign, wal inabatu ila daril khulud, your inclination to the eternal life of the year after. Your heart is always in akhirat, the beautiful hurul een, the beautiful palaces of Jannah, the beautiful food and the beautiful sceneries and the everlasting life, a place where you got no worry, no sickness will come, no old age will come, nobody will deceive you, nobody will. Jahannam is also a big ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. If there wasn't Jahannam, all the bad guys should be in Jannat also. They're robbing the people, hijacking the people, deceiving the people, doing them down. You no peaceful life there. Allah put them all in jail, one side. Now you can enjoy your life in Jannat. So what a life. So your inclination towards the real life. You are not stupid working for cents and pennies. You are working for the huge returns, the eternal returns. Well, inabatu ila daril khulud. And, well, isti'adat lil maut qabla nuzulihi. And you get prepared for maut before maut comes. All your matters are cleared up. You got your will done. If you have any qaza namazes because you are ill, you got it written down. Qaza rozas, you got it down. All your matters are written down. And you have prepared for akhirat. That is when the nur of Islam has come into our... We have entered into Islam. We have to get Islam to enter into us. For that we must see how much are we disinclined to dunya. How much are we inclined to akhirat? And how much have we prepared and we are ready for maut whenever it comes? So that is the alam nashrah laka sadrak, where Allah has opened your heart. Alam nashrah laka sadrak, wa wada'na anka wizrak, alladhi anqadha dhahrak. And this huge weight that was on your back, we have removed it. Physically also, if a person carries a heavy weight, how difficult isn't it? When he puts it down, he feels so relieved. So this spiritual weight, this mental weight, when you got a problem on your head, you can't sleep your worries. One worry and your sleep is gone. One worry, you're driving, but you're not concentrating on your driving also. You're speaking with somebody, but your mind is somewhere else. That worry, when Allah removes that, that problem is sorted out now. How relief don't you feel? And so, and this is not by going to resorts, not going for holidays. This is when Allah will remove your problem. And you engage in your ibadat, you engage in your tawajjuh towards Allah. Allah Ta'ala will remove your problems. وَوَضَعَنَ عَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ الَّذِي أَنْقَضَ ظَهْرَكَ وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how high Allah made his zikr and his remembrance. And you too, when you will follow this, and people will praise you. You were nowhere in the world. Nobody knew you from a bar of soap. But today everyone is running after you. The whole ummah, Allah Ta'ala will do this. And when this ayat-e-kareema was revealed, Nabi-e-kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting on the mimbar mubarak of Masjid-e-Nabawi. And he asked the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, what is the tafsir, the meaning of this ayat? The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, who are an embodiment of adab and respect. They said, Allahu wa Rasuluhu alam. Our condition is such, any masala, any matter about talaq, divorce, sighting of the moon, halal, haram, everyone becomes a mufti. A person got a cigarette in his mouth, no topi, torn and patched jeans, and t-shirt is a billboard advertising for other people of the world, and he's not even getting paid for it. What a stupid. You advertise for somebody, lot money you pay for advertising, but you're advertising and you don't even realize it, and you're giving fatwas. I think, as if deen is a matter of thinking. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, people go on a train journey, they buy momfali, peanuts, or they buy chevro. And they are eating and they say, chalo, kuch deeni guftagu kare. As if deen's matters is peanuts and chevro and smoking. Is that deen's matters? These are just the most solid sources of knowledge and information. Quran and Hadith. No science book, no maths books, no literature in the world can compare with Quran and Hadith. And the world has to admit it today. The preservation of the Quran, nobody in the world has got preservation of anything like that. Preservation of Hadith, as we have got it, no other religion, no other science, no other department, university has got what Allah Ta'ala has given us. They're so preserved. So deen is on these solid basis, which the students go and learn in the Darul Ulooms. We should make adab. If you're a doctor, don't go and interfere in the plumbing work. And you say, my opinion is you must do it like this. Plumber knows what to do. You're a scientist, don't go and interfere with the carpenter. He knows his work. So you might think I'm a rocket scientist and something, and I can solve all problems of everyone. But deeni matters, don't. That's not your place. Don't go and interfere in that. If you're not an alim, don't interfere. Leave it to the ulama. And the ulama, leave it to the muftis. And those muftis who are Allah-fearing. And we have got proper understanding, follow such people. So the Sahaba hate that. Then this ayat's tafsir, which is a very rare case, Allah himself made the tafsir. Allah sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam with the tafsir, and what a view, when it's Allah's tafsir, not Jalalain, Zamakhshari, Ibn Kasir, Allah's tafsir, Allahu Akbar. Idha dhukirtu, dhukirta ma'iyya. That, oh my Nabi, alayhi salatu wasalam, I've made the arrangement in the world. Whenever I will be remembered, you are going to be remembered with me. Me and you might not remember Allah even in our namaz. We might not remember Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam, even when we're reading durood. But Allah has made the remembrance of His remembrance and the remembrance of His Nabi. Allah has put it in the whole world. We know there are geographical time differences. We are going to be making Isha just now. We made Maghrib just now. Somewhere in the world they busy with Fajr. Somewhere they busy with Asr. Somewhere busy with Maghrib. All time differences. For every namaz, Azan is given. Shafis give awwal waqt. Hanafis give a little bit later. 24 hours. Every split second, there are Azans in the airwaves carry on in the world all day. Every Adhan, Ashadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashadu anna Muhammad al-Rasulullah. When you wake up in the morning, we are supposed to read, or we are reading that La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, when we wake up. Allah zikr, Allah's Rasul zikr. When we go and sleep at night, Ashadu an la ilaha illallah. Wa ashadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Allah zikr, Allah. A child is born, adhan and takbir in the ears. Allah zikr, Allah's Rasul zikr. When a person dies, you read thana in janaza namaz. Your janaza namaz won't be complete until you read, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad. You close the eyes of the person who has died. You put him in the qabr. Bismillah. Wa ala millati Rasulillah. From morning to night, birth to death, east to west, north to south, Allah zikr is everywhere. Allah's Rasul zikr. Allah zikr. When Adam alayhi salatu wasalam came in this world, for 40 years he cried to Allah that forgive me for my error, my little mistake I made. After 40 years he said, oh Allah, I ask you in the name of Muhammad to forgive me. Allah immediately forgave him. After that Allah asked him, I've forgiven you. You asked me in the name of Muhammad. But where you know about Muhammad? He is in your progeny. He is the last Nabi. You the first Nabi. You came first. He hasn't still come. How you know about him? He said, oh Allah, when I was in Jannat, I saw on your throne, your arsh is written, La ilaha illallah. Allah is the last word in La ilaha illallah. The second part of the kalima, Muhammadur Rasulullah. So Allah and Muhammad are together. Ba'daz Khuda, Tuhi, Buzhudai. When I saw who you put, whose name you put with your name, I realized there's nobody greater than him. Allah said, definitely that is the case. And because of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, shafa'at you took of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I've forgiven you. So that is the maqam of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah has put Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so high, wa rafa'na laka dhikra. Then for every problem solution, Allah told Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, and Allah told us all till the day of Qiyamah. May Allah, our problems, we worry about deen. Our problems are dunya. That also Allah will solve. Yeah, Allah has given, inna ma'al usri yusra. That undoubtedly, in ma'al usri, what difficulty, what problems, what hardships, there is yusran. Al usr, this is a proper noun in Arabic grammar, with alif lam, al usr. So it refers to a specific problem, one problem. Yusran is a common noun, with tanween. So there isn't one solution, there are plenty solutions for that problem. Like a problem, you have a problem. Allah didn't give you one solution. Allah promises in the Quran Sharif, there are plenty solutions for it. And then Allah repeated it again. And according to Arabic grammar, when that same proper noun is repeated, it refers to the same problem. So the problem is still one. And with that again, yusran, plenty other solutions. At the beginning also Allah said, and the biggest solution is sabr, but we don't make sabr. And we don't understand what is sabr according to various occasions. Husband is troubling the wife, wife is troubling the husband, your creditors are troubling you, in your business you got problems, you got health problems. There are not one solution, there are many solutions for every problem. And this Allah told Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and in through that, Allah has given all of us sitting here, we got problems. And there are solutions, and not one solution. Allah has promised there are plenty solutions. And take the right solution, take the right medicine. But today, when we take poison to be medicine, and we take medicine to be poison, how are we going to get cure? A person lost his gold coin. He was a poor person, that was the only asset he had in his life. Living in a little tent shanty, little hut. And he went and looked for it. He lost it in his hut. He went and looked for it under the lamppost, the street light, bright light. He looked, he couldn't find. A friend of his passed, what's wrong? I lost my gold coin. Let me help you look for it. There's only thing you have. They look till the cows go home. They can't find it. Where did you lose it? I lost it in a tent shanty. Then why are you looking for it here? Because there are bright lights here. You can look for it till the cows go home under the way you didn't lose it, you can't find it. We lost Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Lo kana nabiyya ba'di lakana Umar. What a man, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. He says that, عَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. Allah gave us respect and honor in Islam. وَإِن نَتْلُبُ الْعِزَّ فِي غَيْرِ الْإِسْلَامِ. If we look for this honor in anything besides Islam, in our businesses, today our value is by our car. Our value is by our double-story homes. You got a swimming pool more, you got value. You got a jacuzzi more, you got value. We're looking for things in material things for our value. We're going to nightclubs, we're going to discos, we're going to casinos. We're looking for other places, and the casino is halal because there is a halal shop there also. And there's a musalla also there. The people are so pious, mashallah. They go to casino, but the namaz they don't miss. And they made facilities for a namaz place. There's a musalla also. And halal food also is given there. So in this way, we're looking for that izzat which is not kept there. You can look for it till you die. You can't get it there. Look for it where it is. It is in the masajid. It is in the company of Ahlullah and the pious people. It is in tilawat of Quran. Look for it in the wee hours of tahajjud. Wake up at that time and look for it. It is there. You will find it there. You won't have to look for it. It will come to you. Look for it. Go out in Jamaat. Go out in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Ijtima is coming. In Stanga. Take part in the preparation. Take part in there. Our Islahi Jalsa is coming. Prepare for this. You will find. Wallah, the solution is there. You won't have to find it. It will find you. But if you look for it in the wrong place, you can look for it till the day of Qiyamah. Where are you going to? It's not there. How can you find it there? Inna ma'al usri yusra. Inna ma'al usri yusra. And when Allah blesses you and you get your work done, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. When you have done, Allah has given you. Many of us, one student particularly, at that time it came to my mind, a close student, he came, imtihan time, duas, all you students make dua, we pass. So whatever we made dua, didn't make, what dua we made, whatever, he passed, he came first. Came and visited me, I say, now you don't say jazakallah. For dua you came, and you were humbly asking for dua. This is common. We got a problem, we write to the sheikh, we phone the sheikh, this problem, that problem. It gets, we're making dua to Allah. Once the problem is gone, finish everything. We started tahajjud also, we started rozas also, everything. We're giving sadqa, charity. Once the problem is gone, think of it. Many times, where's my pen, where's my keys? I come, ya Allah, let me find it, looking for. When you find it, not one alhamdulillah. Not one word of shukr to Allah Ta'ala. So when you have done your work, then فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. Nasab is that ibadat which you feel the strength. Not just you make light ibadat, and now just many people, they only know one malfuz of Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali. And that is when you are reading Quran Sharif and you're feeling sleepy, close your Quran and sleep away. So that's the only malfuz they know. And that suits us fine. No, make ibadat that you feel the strain of it little bit. Your tahajjud, your zikr, your tilawat, not just little bit strain, put it away. No, make ibadat such a way that you feel فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَرْغَبْ. And now turn more towards Allah. Allah solved your problems. Allah took away your difficulties. Now, رَغْبَتْ فَرْغَبْ. What رَغْبَتْ? Make Allah's ibadat not as a duty. Oh, I'm duty bound. Oh, my father forces me to make namaz. The husband forcing the wife. Wife pushing out the husband. Go for jamaat namaz. Not that, but what your own رَغْبَتْ. And then see the enjoyment. A person... Till today, I didn't come across that husband and wife getting married. And the wife went the night before the marriage to the hairdresser. I'm just giving an example. It's all wrong things what they do. And the whole night she sits on the chair and sleeps. Her hair will get spoiled if she lies down. And the husband was preparing for the wedding. This he had to sort out. That he had to sort out. And now when they meet, and then the wife tells, you know, last night I didn't sleep. Whatever will happen after. But tonight let me sleep. Or the husband says, you know, 2 weeks, 2 months, I'm working morning, day and night for the wedding. This visitors, that arrangements, that we'll see after 1 week with whatever. That night nobody sleeps. Why is this? وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَرْغَبْ. Have رَغْبَتْ to Allah Ta'ala. So to say, get married to Allah. Make your connection with Allah and see this رَغْبَتْ. You won't be able to stop thinking about Allah. You won't be able to stop talking about Allah Ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. We were in Turkey with our Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. Abite. MashaAllah. And Bosphorus, there is a famous place. They took us on the boat there. And the famous the Sultan Fatih Muhammad, how he conquered Turkey, Istanbul, is a thing that we don't know. If we know Allah, we will know who we are and who our ancestors. Study the history of Islam. See what Muslims have given the world. See what acumen, intelligence Allah had given to Muslims. Anyway, then I saw Hazrat nowhere. Hazrat is not to be found anywhere on that boat. I looked for Hazrat. Hazrat was right at the bottom by the rudder. Where the rudder is, Hazrat was sitting alone there. So alhamdulillah, I got an opportunity. I went by Hazrat. There he told me one thing. Make Allah zikr. You are human. You'll get tired. Your tongue, you'll get tired. When you get tired, write on your nail, Allah. Write in the air. Majnu should write Layla's name in the air. Write Allah's name, Allah. Write Allah's name on the sand, Allah. Everywhere think of Allah. So this is how, when you get that, see then how we will enjoy. You won't ask the question, I got no concentration in namaz. You won't ask the question, I'm getting too much tempted to looking at the filthy, dirty woman of the street. When you got Allah in your heart, how can that thing come? When you get the superior, the inferior just falls away automatically. When the season of autumn comes, the trees or the leaves on the trees, You don't have to take a stick to hit them off. You get tired picking them up and cleaning your garden. When you get contact with Allah, gunas, you won't have to leave them. You won't have to be tariq-e-zam, you'll be matruk-e-zam. Gunas will leave you. You won't have to leave gunas. And all this dirt and filth of the dunya, you won't have to leave it. It will leave you. And don't think you'll become a poor man and a pauper. Allah will give you without effort. Allah will give you, you'll be like a lani. You won't even have to drive your car. You'll sit in the back seat, driver will drive for you. It's no kamal and achievement that you're a mechanic fixing up the car. Kamal and achievement is that you don't even have to drive. You got a driver. You just order, do this, do that. Then that is ad-dunya khuliqat lakum wa antum khuliqtum lil akhirah. We are made for, if you, we today work for, and the sahaba work for akhirat, Allah threw the world at their feet. But today we're working for dunya. So Allah made us slaves of the dunya. In fact, kilabi dunya, the dogs of dunya, who are going after carrion, the dead dunya we are going after, a person who goes and eat for dead animals. What a sad condition of that person. Dunya is jifa, is a dead animal, carrion. And we are going out. You work for akhirat and see how Allah will turn, throw dunya at your feet. What respect and honor. For this all, my dear brothers, our Darul Ulooms are 100% on their place. Our Makatib, our Tabligh Jamaat, all work is necessary. The work of Khanqa and Islah is just adding the salt in the food. Right? If the food has been cooked, biryani, wonderful. All the spices are in. And the meat is done properly and fresh. They tell you, today we slaughtered this lamb. Fresh lamb, and we slaughtered it ourselves. But they forgot to put the salt in. Eh, you won't be able to eat it. You won't want to eat it. Just add the salt, and the salt you add from on top will also give enjoyment. But the actual enjoyment is in the masalas if the salt is added. And it has gone pewast properly into all the meat and everything. How enjoyable. This is all what the work of Khanqa is. You don't have to stop teaching in a darnum. You don't have to give up your imamate. You don't have to stop doing jamaat work. Everything must carry on. You be the husband of your wife. You be the owner of your shop. But just put the spice of the love of Allah and connection of Allah Ta'ala. Just make your islah. That is all. And wallah, you yourself will be an example. And you will know and you will tell others what this. See how many brothers and sisters from around the world. How you, we got no words to explain. How they explain what changes have come in their life. What enjoyment they are giving, having. How their marriage relationships have improved. How with their children. How everything. But put that salt. Don't just put the salt next to your plate and say, I got the salt, don't worry. No, put it in. Doctor gave you the best medicine and you put it in a golden case and you tell all your visitors who come, I got the best medicine in the world, the most expensive. But till you don't take it, you're not going to benefit. So all this also, this medicine is being offered. It's being sprinkled. But if you don't want to open your mouth and you don't want to take it, I'll finish on this, inshallah. One friend of ours, very elderly person, but he used to make so much muhabbat with us that we call him a friend. Otherwise, he was a very senior, respectable person. He was an acute diabetic. One time, he had to be hospitalized because of his diabetes. And they gave, they're under surveillance. Properly, they're watching him. Perhaps even CCTV camera they had on him. Watching him and giving him all the medicine. But all his condition defied all theories which they had. The more they are giving him insulin, medicine, but his sugar levels is going up all day. They couldn't understand what's happening. Defying all their theories till the nurse found chocolate wrappers under his pillow. He pulls up the blanket and under he's eating chocolate. And he's having insulin also. He's having metformin here also. He's having that medicine. He's having that medicine. And he's having chocolate slabs and slabs of chocolate. How can it benefit him? So in the same way, if we are going by our mashayikh, we go khanqa, we go jamaat, we became maulanas, hafiz, we wearing sunnat libas, we got big titles, but on the quiet we are doing haram also. We are the pawn, we can't give up. Eh? And we go, and the woman on the street, filthy, dirty woman, who can only give you AIDS and HIV, you can't stop looking at them, etc. How are you going to get shifa? That also you have to do. Then see, inshallah, you will get shifa. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Ramzan, try and spend Ramzan with us. Yeah, also there are Ramzan programs. Yes, yeah, spend Ramzan. Come spend with us. There also we have a Ramzan program. May Allah give us tawfiq. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allahumma inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatik. Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbak. وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك اللهم آتي نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أبقيتنا وارحمنا أن نتكلف ما لا يعنينا وارزقنا حسن النظر فيما يرضيك عنا وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.